What up, though? It's Free Noise. How y'all doing out there, man? Happy to be back after a recess.
How long? 2 weeks.
I lost count.
It's his fault.
Man, it's my fault? Hey, go tell the viewers how it's my fault. Let's go.
How was Atlanta?
How was Atlanta? It was nice. Okay.
Nah, but go ahead, man. I know you got something for the people. I know you got something for the people. My life is, I can't complain. If I complain, I'm full of it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to complain at all.
I'm not going to ask you. I ain't get all your business. But do you know how you can avoid staying out of drama? You hear it all the time. People say, oh, I'm so tired of drama. People keep drama this.
I would like to stay out of drama.
Yeah. Do you know one of the biggest ways you can stay out of drama?
What's that?
Minding your business.
That's a fact.
Minding your business. Because having your head in everybody else's business is just terrible. It just brings drama. You're going to be in some drama because you know it. Now, we live in a culture where everybody's a police dog. We're all police dogs, the canine unit. Because all our noses are in somebody's business. Mind your business. You ever just want to act like, just tell somebody, like, mind your business. I had to get a privacy screen on my phone. I have to get, like, several passwords on my PC. You know what I'm saying? Like,
somebody out there.
I got to mute myself.
I got a feeling.
Somebody's watching me. Mind your business, man. Like, yeah. Mind your business. Yeah. But, you know, a big thing, though, is not a big indication that you ain't got no business of your own if you in everybody else's business. You ain't busy enough. You busy.
Explain that. Elaborate on that. If you in everybody else's business.
If you're in everybody else's affairs, you have none of your own. So you got nothing going on. A lot of people be like, I don't know what to do. I'm sad. I'm depressed. And then they grab their phone and they go looking what other people doing. Mm. I mean, you in their business. I get it. They shared it and all that, but you're in their business.
Yeah. You got a point. A lot of people will be in people's business and then they wonder why they lack in peace. I feel like one of the biggest robber of your self peace, your inner peace, is being in other people's business.
Yeah.
Like, caring too much about what other people got going on. Like, to be honest, I don't really care about what people really have going on.
That right there, caring. Bro, I do care for people.
I care about you. But, like, for instance, me still not really being on social media. Like, this podcast is the most social media I'm on.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking social media.
Yeah, yeah.
But what happens is, I kind of, when I am on social media, I'm kind of checking y'all business. I mean,
yeah.
in a passive way.
Yeah, that's the most.
But it takes away from the inner peace.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm not on there, I can really just wake up in the morning, sit at the edge of my bed, and just pray.
Yeah.
Think. And I don't have to think about nothing that's going to get me riled up at the beginning of my day. I can have peace.
Yeah.
And so if you ever wondering, like, man, I can't have no peace, stop looking to blame your spouse. Stop looking to blame your friends and blame everybody around you. It's up to you. You can find your inner peace. You just got to. But he said, mind your business.
Yeah, man.
Mind your business. Not caring too much about what people got going on, especially if you ain't got your own affairs together.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
And especially if you ain't there to help. If you're there to help them, you know, in a wholesome way, okay, help people.
Mm-hmm.
But to be invested in somebody else's business, you know, it's like at the end of the day, you get people to be like, man, I ain't get to do everything I need to do. I had to look back at myself a few times. Like, it's probably if I stay out this other person's business, I would have had time for my own business.
Yeah.
So it's like, give yourself some time to worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. Get your business handled before you worry about anybody else's. Get your business handled. You gotta think about it like, I got these notifications that came to my phone. Mm-hmm. It's like, and I got it fixed. I don't know how they popped up on there, but it'd be like, yeah, Kim Kardashian got a new pair of jeans. Bro. Like,
our culture,
American culture, focuses so much on other people's business. That's all it is. Like, even celebrity is all about somebody else's business. Yeah, so-and-so bought a house. Okay. What that got to do with me? Man. Rent still do. I don't know what they got to do with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's like, or the flip side, we got other people that want to show their business. Yeah. Look, y'all, look what I'm doing. Like, okay.
Yeah, nobody really care. Yeah. They really don't.
Yeah.
But on the flip side also, minding your business, we talking a lot about staying out of other people's business, but what the phrase actually is, mind your business. See what you got going on in your life. Do a little quick assessment of what you really got going on, because that's why a lot of y'all out here unhappy, because in reality, y'all know y'all not where y'all want to be. You know you're not where you really want to be, and that's okay. I'm not... We all been there. We all there. Like, you at a point where you know you're not where you want to be. But if you take out the time to try to drown that out by being in other people's business, drama, drinking, doing whatever you're doing to cope with not liking where you at in life, that's why you're not happy. That's why you don't have inner happiness, and you end up blaming everybody and everything around you in your situation, when you can really just mind your business, meaning tend to them. Tend to your business. See what you need to be doing. See what you got to do, and see your life come up. It has to come up if you do that.
Yeah.
But other people, minding other people's business, kind of halt that.
But low key, mind your business, it keep you safe, safer. I'm from Westside Detroit, man. I had to mind my business, like, man.
A lot of people ain't had that. That's why.
You know what I'm saying? Because
a lot of people ain't get punched in the face before.
Nah. Hey, you can tell. You know what? You can tell a lot of people that, okay, they never been punched in the face. They never had to squabble up, or they never played Bloody Knuckles.
Bloody Knuckles. I forgot about that.
Oh, my man. Knuckles. You can tell certain people, like, bro, you never had to go through it.
Bloody Knuckles, dog.
Bloody
Knuckles.
Go 30 seconds. Oh,
that's the one.
That's the one, yeah.
You might have to bring that back. Respectfully. Like, I don't know, imagine. It's just sometimes you got stuff to get off your chest, but I had to go 30 seconds, man.
Everybody going to be cool. No, I'll be good. Even video games, like, it's gone to social media, relationships, people can't mind their business, but even video games, like, and when I say they can't mind their business, like, I, for example, you see video games that try to go beyond, which is weird now in gaming, but go beyond what they're meant to be, like, you'll see Fortnite, and you got Chun-Li in there, or somebody from Street Fighter, like, what a gun.
You talk about that Call of Duty, junk.
Yeah, it's like, just mind your, like, what do you do? Why are you so focused on, you know what I'm saying?
I'm following you. Minding your business. What is it that you do?
Yeah, can you stick to your foundation?
That's the thing these days. People like to dabble.
Stuff and everything. Got nothing to do with them. Like, stay in your lane.
Ain't nothing original.
Stay in your lane, man.
Ain't nothing original.
Yeah, it's nothing original. And a lot of people, that's why people be crashing out, because they're not in their lane. They're staying in lane. Mm-hmm. Stay in your lane.
In your lane, man. I'm
telling you, man. But, yeah, just mind your business. I think mind your business. But especially relationships. That's why a lot of relationships don't work out, man. Because, you know, one of the things I never wanted to do is be in someone else's business when I got business of my own with my partner to handle.
And bringing other people into your business.
Man, that is extremely...
That's a huge mistake.
That's extremely dangerous. Like, you might as well... It's cooked.
Having other people in your business, how you making decisions you really didn't really want to make.
Yeah.
Like, but in your relationships.
That's what keeps a relationship... The sanctity of a relationship so tight. Because when you're on your own island with your partner, like, nobody... You know, you know what I'm saying? You can't reveal everything. It's like you're an open book. Like, you gotta have some privacy for your relationship.
Yep.
You can't put everybody in your business, and you can't be in everybody else's business. Because then you start to pick sides, and you start to look at people in a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. You start comparing your partner to other people.
I'm gonna tell you right now, ain't nobody gonna care about your partner the way you do. Ain't nobody gonna care no more about your partner than you do.
Yeah.
So if you putting people in your business, especially if it's in a negative light, and then what's going to happen is you talking out of your emotions, and then as time go by, you kind of regret what you told people and what you're doing because you still in your relationship and you looking crazy. They're gonna look at you crazy. They're not gonna necessarily be looking at your spouse or whoever you was talking about in that relationship. They're gonna be looking at you, you crazy, because you was spreading your business. But if you would have just kept your business to yourself and let time go by, don't nobody gotta know what y'all got going on. And then nobody gotta know you had to make a decision, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, that's one thing I told my wife. I said, look, man, I'm a very forgiving person, you know, but man, one thing I don't play with is you telling our business. Like that is the biggest betrayal to me. Like, don't tell our business. Like, that's for me and you to work out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
9 times out of 10, people not gonna mind your business how they should.
Exactly.
It's gonna be usually in a 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be in a toxic way.
Yes.
They're not gonna mind your business how you should.
Yes. Yep. And so that's the thing, man. You gotta mind your business. Mind your business, it'll get you far. It'll keep you safe. It'll keep you peaceful. And actually make people like you, because a lot of people are like, man, I like him. How much time have you heard that? He mind his business.
He mind his business.
I like her. She mind her business. Like, so mind your business. Be a likable person.
Mind his business. That's the phrase of the month. The month of April. Mind your business.
Mind your business.
I like it.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else for y'all.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, I guess we can clean this up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of updates coming soon, man. We about to do some new things.
Yeah. We've been on a hiatus for a little minute, and we working on a few things, but stop checking for us, man. Mind your business. Just wait till it drops.
That's crazy.
Mind your business.
No, mind our business, please. We appreciate the likes.
Mind our business.
Please, keep liking, subscribing, sharing our videos, man. We love y'all. We'll get back with y'all. We got a lot of updates. We about to start doing our reaction videos.
And I'm about to check on y'all journeys.
Yeah.
I remember last couple episodes ago, I said, get on y'all journey. Somebody got to be doing something. Yeah. I'm coming to check. Yep. I'm coming to check, and I'm commenting.
For sure, man. All right, support. Love.
Love.
Appreciate y'all, man. This is Free Noise, and we're out.
Peace.